Yep. We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine? Love back up and then everything's on my own.
That they are assaulting our children. They are assaulting your crotch.
Running to the phone, your dad is at it.
I like them bright fried potatoes.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
The knowledge banks of this human have been wiped clean.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
Welcome to I'm with Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from my palatial digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, a mere 94 miles away to my right, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, bitches. How's everything going today, Matt?
Everything's fine, a little cool. Got to open the windows, but I had to shut them for the show, of course, because you've heard the sounds that emanate around my apartment, and I like a soundproof studio.
Yeah, the women screaming, children crying, gunshots going off, sirens.
Meth kettles exploding, windows breaking. Yep. Children weeping.
The sounds of Ohio.
That's right. Other than that, though, it's a nice sunny day. Very cool. Cooled off. I had 90s last week, and right now the temperature in the greater Bagwine Metroplex is 64 degrees.
Ooh, it's nice and comfy there this morning.
Yes, it is.
It's.
And how are you doing today?
I'm doing terrific. It's about the same. It's a little warmer than that here. It's not too bad. It did cool off finally a little bit, and the humidity let up a little bit over the weekend, and that helped my old arthritis out a little.
probably alleviated your sciatica too, didn't it?
Yep. Yeah. It calmed the sciatica down. And today is a red letter day because I just got noticed that the Tulsa GOP is following me on Twitter, so I got
that
going for me.
That is big.
Oh, yeah. A great, great group of white guys there.
Yeah. And always very open-minded.
Absolutely. Very accepting. And I see good old Rich Taylor's in the chat room.
Rich is in there along with a guest.
And hopefully there'll be some other guests and folks wandering as we make our way through this exciting half hour.
And we've got a lot to cover,
45 minutes,
as always. And we've got a lot to cover on a lot of stuff going on today.
Yeah. And I guess the first thing we could just we could stroke this wiener story a little bit more.
See what comes out there. Let's see.
It is the only story that that our media seems to be able to concentrate on.
Well, and sadly, it's because it's the only story Americans want to hear about, because nothing's more American than a good old wiener.
Our media, I mean, what a bunch of crotch sniffers. If you watch, I swear you can watch Chris Matthews reaching down and stroking himself talking about any kind of a sex scandal.
Well, as you remember, it doesn't even take that. It just takes a good-looking guy with a lot of things to say, you know, like When he heard Obama's speech at one time, it gave him a tingle down his leg.
Got that tingle going, you bet.
Yeah. But heard this morning it's taken a turn for the worse for old T-Bone, Tony Bone. seems he may resign. He's thinking about resigning now. I guess.
Yeah, I saw that.
I guess, you know, all the time it's taken him to defend himself and come up with excuses. Well, the poor fellow's just spent.
Yeah, I saw that last night where he said that he was now considering resigning, and I actually hope that he takes a couple of days and then comes back and says, nah, I thought about it, but I'm not going to resign. just to kind of tease everybody a little bit.
He has a tease.
There was a delay on that. I clicked the play immediately, and it spun. And
well,
then finally the rim
what,
shot played.
It was shortly after your phone just broke up briefly there.
Oh, stupid internet.
I know.
Anyway.
Yeah, well, anyway, I hear Anthony Weiner's going to go to some kind of treatment facility. I don't know what it is. I was thinking, you know, what's he need? And I'm thinking, well, I know what. He's probably going to a photography institute, you know, to work with him for better lighting. Maybe get his pictures a little more artsy.
A little better angles.
Uh-huh.
Get in a better focus. Make his subject, make the subject of the photo a little bigger.
Oh, there was a double one.
Yeah, but in all seriousness, though, I find it amazing that he's going to end up having to resign over this.
And why is that?
Well, I wonder. I mean, it just seems like we're setting the bar pretty low. That we're now into, if we're gonna force everybody who's lied or embarrassed the House or embarrassed their family to resign, there isn't gonna be anybody left.
No, there wouldn't.
Except Gabby Giffords. She'd be the only one on the floor of the House making a speech. Saying something like,
"It's not acceptable to call me a retard."
I know you just weren't quite willing to click play on that one.
Well, I tried. You must have beat me to it.
Okay. You were busy pacing, and you took off running across the room. Oh, audio file time.
That's right. Well, here's what's funny. We lost our guests. And we even lost
Rich. I noticed
Rich,
we lost Rich. We even lost
hey,
Rich.
Guess that we picked up. Yeah.
I see that.
Anthony Weiner's favorite Brooklyn hottie.
Hell yeah. And you know what? He should have been sexting her. She would have never ratted him out the way
these other
girls are.
She would offer nothing but encouragement.
Exactly. She wouldn't have been impressed, but she still would have been nice about it.
Speaking of Gabby Giffords, now that you brought her into the mix, she's getting released from rehab today. Got to see some nice pictures. Yeah, got to see some nice pictures of her you were talking about, Jay.
Yeah, they released a couple of headshots.
And she's looking good. And I heard when she's already got her statement made up, and when she gets out today, there's a couple things she wants to do. She wants to go to McDonald's for a Happy Meal, and then she's going to Disneyland.
Yep. And, of course, nobody's been able to interview her yet, so no, still nobody's been able to ask her what was going through her mind when it was happening. Anyway.
But come on, folks. If you're offended by that, come on. We kid. We kid because we love.
Oh, do we ever. Big fan. Big Gabby Giffords fan.
In fact, she's always on my mind. So...
I was a little disappointed though when I saw when they released the pictures of her that apparently she's not a natural blonde. I was hoping to find that out, you know, the old fashioned way, but
the wiener way.
No, exactly. But I think in one of the pictures she was winking at me, but I don't know. Hey, I see Rich Taylor is back in.
Oh, good for Rich. Good for Rich.
He posted the link to Anthony Weiner's pictures that TMZ released yesterday. And now he's logged back out. Well, that's
he's kind of a drive-by commenter, isn't he?
Apparently so.
Speaking of Gabby Giffords.
So, anyway. And, that I saw yesterday that I didn't watch it, but the one of Anthony Weiner's sexting partners, a woman, a 21-year-old, I think, in Las Vegas, was interviewed on ABC by Chris Cuomo, the brother of the governor of New York. There was no conflict of interest there at all, ABC.
No,
well done.
None.
Yeah. And good job paying her, ABC. I mean, that doesn't, you know, that wasn't sleazy. But anyway. Anyway, if I were Weiner, I would not, I would resist. I would stiffen my resolve and I would stay in Congress.
Of course you would. It's funny about all these New Yorkers, they got to pay for sex. All they have to do is go across the border to Jersey and they can get it free.
Yeah, you think. And I saw Jake Tapper tweeted one day last week, something along the lines that so many of these people who are being holier than thou about Weiner, in his words, live like Caligula. And I responded to him and told him maybe he should report that. Maybe he should, you know, report on these people acting in this manner. And he didn't respond to me. Actually, I think what I said was, hey, Jake, if you know any journalists, maybe you could get them to write about that. So maybe that's what he didn't. Maybe that's why he didn't respond.
Well, he has to recuse himself from the Weiner story because I don't think anyone named Jake Tapper should be covering a story like this.
He should. And, hey, the Weirdo King is in the chat room. So, hola, Weirdo. He might be at work today. I hope he's got our show blasting away for the folks there at the mall that he works at.
I think he may be off today because he mentioned something about hiking. So I'm sure he's going to go along, you know, the Daniel Boone Trail and pick up beer cans. And
Just hope he doesn't run into anyone who says, you sure got a pretty mouth.
Pretty mouth.
And we have a caller.
He'll take his ill-gotten aluminum booty to the recycling place and get him a pizza tonight.
And maybe a 40-ounce.
That's right. And nothing.
We have a caller.
We do. Holy cow. See, you have the luxury of having one screen. Let's see who this
we have
might
a brand new. We have a brand new switchboard today, folks. And it's pretty fancy.
732? 732. You're with Stupid.
Hello.
Yes.
Hola.
Hi, guys.
It's
I'm losing
Diane.
My voice a little.
Diane, I want you to know, and it's appropriate enough that it happened, you busted the cherry on our new switchboard. Uh-huh, that's what I said.
Switchboard, it should, everything should experience its first time with someone who knows what they're doing.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. How are you doing today, Diane?
I'm sorry, honey.
You doing all right?
I'm all verklempt.
Oh.
Now I have a little bit of a head cold.
Oh.
So does Tony Weiner.
Oh Jesus. Sweet
and
Lord,
I like that you call him Tony.
That's
I like
just,
that you call him Tony Weiner because Tony Weiner is much funnier than Anthony Weiner.
Yes, it is.
Did you see that one of the congressmen who's being most vocal about demanding that Weiner resign is a guy named Representative William Ball?
I like that.
Oh, Billy Balls.
Ball versus Weiner. Could you picture it now?
Well, he really should have chimed in because, you know, you can't have one without the other.
True. True.
I wonder what Ole Miss football coach Houston Nutt thinks about all this.
He's probably broken up about it.
Now, I bet Casey Dick has something to say about it.
It's just so ridiculous. He didn't, you know. Well, like, as your show title says so beautifully, no one died.
Yeah. It's not like he lied about weapons of mass destruction in some foreign country and
right,
caused a ridiculous war that cost us trillions of dollars. And, yeah.
No. In fact, he's kind of like a martyr because he turned his weapon of mass destruction upon himself.
He certainly did. He certainly did. And, you know, while everybody else is looking at his wiener...
Great timing, Jay.
Stupid switchboard. I hit the button and it just sat there and the little thing spinning around.
Yeah, I know. I've had the same trouble.
Sorry about that,
gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, J-Man is really a professional. Don't blame him.
The look on Weiner's face in all of those pictures is just sad. I mean,
Who was looking at his face?
I was, because there wasn't much else to look at. I mean, it's just sad.
That's why he's seeking treatment at the Photography Institute.
Taking a few photography lessons.
Oh, God. Rule number one, never point the lens downward.
Not when you're pointing upwards.
I mean, what drives people to do this?
Well, I tell you what, I don't really know, but if you get yourself a Tumblr and start following a lot of the people I follow on Tumblr, you'll find that this is actually a pretty common thing.
Well,
hell, even on Twitter.
That's what I've been hearing. Mostly
oh,
men,
is,
though.
This...
I mean, far more men.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, you're
no,
getting
no,
lots
no,
of
no.
Cooter
oh,
shots?
Lonely. There are a lot of lonely middle-aged housewives out there, let me tell you.
Is it Hooter shots or is it vajayjays?
It's a little bit of everything. But
so
but
they
I will
butt.
I they do. But I will tell you though,
that could
that,
be a new commercial for Twitter. Come twitch your twat with us.
But I will say women are far more creative about their photos, if nothing else.
We're all about the ambiance.
Yeah. But we need to move on into the great debate that's going to go on tonight.
Oh, it's going to be huge. St. Anselm College in Manchester, New Hampshire. 7 Republican GOP presidential candidates are going to take over the stage.
Yes, they will.
And what will they be talking about?
That live on the
exactly.
stage tonight will be all 7 of them. Dopey, derpy, sleazy, crazy, snoozy, Mormony, and of course, sexy.
That summed it
with
up quite well.
Michelle Bachmann being the sexy one, of course.
The sexy one was Newt.
No, he's sleazy. Herman Cain is dopey. Santorum is derpy. Ron Paul is crazy. Tim Pawlenty is snoozy, but he really prefers to just be called Tim, as Matt pointed out earlier. That's his nickname. Tim.
Because to call him anything else would be ostentatious.
Yes, it would be. And personally, I'm hoping that Michelle Bachmann wears something sexy. I'm hoping for a short skirt.
Oh,
and
God.
A nice
oh,
camera
God.
Angle. I'm hoping that Anthony Weiner directs the the show. We get some good camera angles.
It'll be like a Fellini film.
But I'm sure it's going to be fascinating and probably very informative, don't you think, Matt?
Oh, I think so. I think, Obama sucks. We have no foreign policy. Gas prices are too high. We're becoming a communist nation.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
And this will be intermixed. This will be intermixed in between the times that Newt is hitting on Michelle Bachmann.
And offering her jewelry from Tiffany. Mm-hmm.
Right. He may slip her some jewelry while it's right there on stage.
Oh, he'll slip her some jewelry if he can, baby.
But anyway, to make the debate a little bit more interesting, I have a little drinking game to go
Ooh.
Along with it for the folks out there. And first, right off the bat, take a big manly drink if Mitt Romney is looking chiseled and sexy as hell. I know he will be. You take a drink every time someone says the word socialism.
Mm-hmm.
Take a small drink if anybody mentions Anthony Weiner. You drink every time someone compares Romney Care to Obamacare.
All right.
Take a drink if Michelle Bachmann talks about our brave troops in Iraq and Algeria.
Wonderful.
Take a drink and cross yourself if anyone mentions that the Founding Fathers intended America to be a Christian nation. Take a drink and shoot your life-size cardboard standee of Osama bin Laden in the head if someone mentions that Obama has just given up on the war on terrorism. Take a shot at tequila and build a fence with the cushions of your couch and then jump over them when they talk about illegal immigration. Chug a whole beer, go outside and fire a gun in the air when they talk about defending your Second Amendment rights.
That is beautiful.
And chug
Brilliant.
An entire beer until you and start laughing until you cry when Michelle Bachmann claims that the Founding Fathers fought to end slavery.
I've got one more for you.
Okay.
Anytime someone says, I don't have all the facts, you have to eat a slice of pizza.
I mean, you'll be eating pizza the entire time Herman Cain is up there, right?
Exactly. But it'll be Godfather's pizza.
It'll be good, some damn good pizza.
In fact, he's going to take on Romney. Don't think Romney's Mr. Businessman. Herman Cain is the businessman. Because,
oh, I'm telling you.
When Pillsbury hired him as their ebony doughboy to fix Godfather's pizza chain, I remember when he said, you know, I took on a Little Caesar, I took on a hut made of pizza, and I made him fall all like dominoes. There you go, baby.
Well done, well done.
Brilliant. You guys are
hot
today.
Should be, you should be writing his speeches, Matt.
Yeah, I should. Oh, and I'll tell you what, Jay. Let's not forget about Rex Santorum. I know he's quite happy that they're holding this event at a Catholic university because, you know, their stance on abortion. And I think if Santorum gets the nomination, I've already got his vice presidential candidate picked out for him. And that would be one, Bill Donahue.
Of course. Oh, God.
Would that be the happiest ticket in the world?
Oh, my God. There'd be nothing but sunshine, rainbows, and lollipops from those things. Oh, whoop, not rainbows. Sorry.
That's right.
No, rainbows are gay.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, God. That's the most miserable, self-hating SOB in the world right there, Bill Donahue.
Oh.
Well, we got about 3 minutes in, 19 seconds, 18 seconds, 17 seconds in the live stream. If anybody else wants to call in also, those phone lines are open, aren't they, Matt?
Yes, they are. It's 661-244-9852.
Hell yeah.
And a brand new switchboard is waiting.
Yeah,
yep.
That's right.
The switchboard counts down to the seconds now, Diane. How about that?
And even though Diane called first on the new switchboard, anyone else can call in and be the sloppy seconds.
Exactly. Nothing wrong with that.
Like,
you know, that's nothing to be ashamed of.
No, hell no. There's nothing wrong with the walk of shame. Just ask Anthony Weiner.
And all his victims.
Yeah. I would like to see, I'll tell you what would be great, if and when Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, gets into this race, because I can see him and Mitt knocking hair every debate, just going up to get, like two bighorn sheep. No, my hair's better. No, my hair's better. Oh, my God, that'd be great.
Oh, man. I don't know why Rick Perry wasn't invited to the debate tonight. He doesn't need any prep time. Well, actually, maybe they couldn't invite him because he might have seceded from the union again.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, he couldn't get a passport in time to go to New Hampshire. Because currently, he's plotting his campaign as he sits inside the Alamo with a can of beans and a Bowie knife.
And his trusty sidearm that he carries with him in case a coyote walks by.
Oh, one last breaking. I heard Hugo Chavez, I saw this on the news this morning, he just had surgery for a pelvic abscess. And I was thinking, why did you bother going to the doctor when you could have just called Anthony Weiner and he could have told you how to get rid of that swelling? You know.
He could have bought it for him.
You got that with 40 seconds left in the live stream. Good job.
Yeah, I know.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I love that countdown clock. I mean, it's not that I stare at it all the time, but it's awesome. So anyway.
Oh, I'll tell you what, in our post-mortem 15 minutes that we do, which you can engage in, if you call within 8 seconds at 661-244-9852,
Hurry and dial, folks.
We could talk a little sports, too, Jay.
We could. And, we even have a recording left countdown, and it's in bright yellow. Wow.
I see that.
That is sweet.
It's pretty.
Yeah. I think that both Rich Taylor and sports figures
who take pictures of their junk.
I think both Rich and Weirdo King were wanting to call in, but their rotary dial phone just didn't get them in on time.
Well, they must have been on Clay Perry time.
Maybe. So, yes, anyway, last night the Dallas Mavericks won their first NBA championship. Oh, God, it burns. Ugh.
Why does it? Why does it burn?
You know, it's just I've just never been a Mavericks fan. And being a San Antonio Spurs fan that I've been since fourth grade means that I can't root for the Mavericks. I think people understand this. If you're an Ohio State fan, you can't root for Michigan.
True.
And vice versa. You know, if you're an Oklahoma fan, you can't root for Texas and vice versa.
Right.
Stuff like that. So if you're a San Francisco Giants fan, you can't root for the Dodgers, whoever they're playing. So it's just kind of the way it works out. And I had to stick to my principles and not be a bandwagon jumper like virtually everybody else. Which I thought was hilarious because all that talk about, all those Miami fans jumping on the bandwagon. Well, in Miami, yes, because Miami's a shitty sports town. But
outside
of Miami, nobody was rooting for the Heat. I mean, I took the tough way here, you know, pulling for the Heat. That's the hard one to do. It would have been easy to just, you know, root for the Mavericks. So I got to give myself a little credit there.
I watched the Tony Awards.
Of course you did.
Because I'm a socialist. And I sympathize with the gays.
I'm sure Mitt Romney was watching them too as he watched the Book of Mormon sweep the victory.
Yep.
I'm sure that was a proud moment.
Yeah, it's sad.
He would go and see the Book of Mormon in person, but he heard that there's a gay person in the production, so he can't go.
Well, because it might rub off.
That's true.
He'll get kicked out of the church if he's hanging out with gay people.
It's nature, nurture, or airborne.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, Matt, I know you were. Matt, I know you were enjoying LeBron James's epic collapse in the finals here.
And I'll tell you what, and I'm not a big NBA fan at all. I am a casual watcher of it just so I can talk to my son about it. I like college basketball, but not a big NBA fan. But, yeah, I was rooting for the demise of LeBron James, you know, because I'm sure he'll never be back in the finals because he's, my God, he's a little long in the tooth at 26. but, yes, he made my son cry last summer when he left Cleveland. And
yeah, well, that's
like, I like the Dirk man. I like Dirk.
Dirk is one goofy German dude, isn't he?
Yes, he is, and he's got a goofy shot, and I just like him. He's
yeah.
got this.
And I love him. Yeah. I love in the post game interviews when he kicks back, crosses his legs, and he grabs the microphone off the table, and he holds it like he's a lounge singer, you know, getting ready to do a little Sinatra for everybody. In fact, I bet he is a lounge singer. I bet that's what he does after his NBA career. He goes to Vegas.
And I had a joke about this, but now I can't even remember it. I think it was Wiener. What?
No, go ahead.
Oh, well, I think there's a parallel between Anthony Wiener and the game that transpired last night. The Heat came up short, and the Mavericks, they laid it all out there. So there you go.
Excellent.
Did it actually play when you hit it, Jay?
Do what?
Did it actually play as soon as you hit it this time?
It just gave one little spin on that little thing that spins around. Mm-hmm. Then it played, so much better. But I see that I'm watching CNN here, and I see that Mitt Romney is walking around today with a Dallas Mavericks hat on. How about that?
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
Shocking.
Soon to follow,
always been a Mavericks fan, he says.
Yeah.
He says, forget all those years where you saw him wearing the Celtics hat. No, he's a Mavericks fan.
Yeah, because he is a Maverick.
Oh, God, not another Maverick.
Soon to follow will be news that Sarah Palin is not going to buy a house in Tucson, but rather she's moving to Dallas.
Right next door to George and Barbara. Or George and Laura, I mean. Nobody would move next door to Barbara. She's a bitch. Move next door to Laura, though. She's a friendly neighbor, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. And she has plenty of beer on hand at all times. Oh, God, no, I was thinking of one of the daughters. I'm sorry.
No.
Oh,
I'd move next door to the I'd move next door to the Bush twins. Oh, yeah.
Of course you would.
Oh, yeah. They're getting a little old, but that's okay.
Yeah, they're getting a little long.
Oh, good Lord, Jay. Oh, good heavens.
Well, Diane, they have to be able to not only perform in the bedroom, they still got to be able to go out and tend to the crops. Come on.
You got to be young and healthy and strong.
That's right. And that butter doesn't churn itself.
I don't think Diane's already amused by that line of
No, that's fine. I have an excellent sense of humor.
Ooh.
Ooh.
See, MSNBC's got the Casey Anthony murder trial on, and Casey is looking extra cute this morning.
Oh, she always looks cute. Diane?
Yes?
Don't you think Casey Anthony's hot?
Very. There's something about the blood on her hands that's just so sexy.
Yeah. I've started trying to correspond with her in prison because I too am I'm looking for a girl who doesn't want kids because, you know, I'm not a...
Oh, my God. That was good.
That was very good. Maybe
and,
Nancy Grace can get you an introduction.
Oh, maybe. Oh, God, I hate Nancy Grace.
One of them.
I'm trying to think of someone who doesn't.
Oh, my God, she's horrid.
Yeah. Yeah. She's pretty scary.
They got a new poll out this morning showing Mitt Romney with a big lead in New Hampshire over everybody else.
That's a shock.
Yeah.
Well, I'm hoping Herman Cain does well tonight, Jay, so he can get the three votes from the five black people in New Hampshire. Come on.
Could you imagine a black-on-black presidential race?
Only in America, baby. And
that country
would
down.
This country would really lose its freaking mind.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
You know, I'm pretty sure it's not going to happen too, but could you imagine?
Yeah.
They'd have to start attacking his white. They'd have to start attacking Obama's white roots.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Kane would be out there. You know, Obama's not really black. Like, we haven't heard that already.
Oh, my God.
Look, of course, this is all being done without Rick Perry, who is, of course, going to ride in and save the Republican Party. There was a story just the other day that Perry was seriously considered getting into the race. And, you know, that's the way it always works. Somebody at the last second comes in and saves the party. I mean, President Fred Thompson is a perfect example of that, right? So is President Mario Cuomo. Remember when he came in and saved the party in 92?
Yeah. And Donald Trump's almost done it several times. On both
Absolutely. Exactly. And Lee Iacocca, remember when he saved the day?
Oh, my God. Oh, God. I remember a long time ago, there was also talk of Peter Ubaroth.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and I like the way he stepped in and took complete control of the California gubernatorial race that year, and
yes.
You know, his overwhelming popularity. Oh, I remember the Ube.
You know, we really didn't talk much about him, and I can't believe it because, as everyone lets me know, he's got great ideas. He's a genius, and that's how's your new Mentum meter today, there, Jay?
The new Newt Mentimeter is at 0.33 right now. It's just a little bit of it hanging on. It's just a little blip like that.
Gabby, the day Gabby Giffords goes off life support, he goes on it.
That's a wonderful way to go full circle, Maddie.
Yeah, it's the circle of life.
Yeah, it is.
Or in the case of Newt, it's the circle of life.
You know, I'm kind of amazed this debate. I mean, Bachman isn't even a declared candidate, but they're allowing her in there. And Newt is a fake candidate. They're allowing him in. And Ron Paul is a complete fucking crazy, batshit, crazy idiot. They're allowing him in there.
And the moderator is John King, who's not really a journalist.
Certainly not.
They were going to have Anderson Cooper on but they thought he'd spend all his time hitting on Mitt Romney.
And Romney
Governor
would
Sexy
therefore
Pants.
Be too afraid to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Governor Sexy Pants. I mean, Governor Romney. Yeah, I can just see Anderson Cooper saying, "Governor Romney, how you doing, huh?" Anyway, I wanted to ask you about several positions that you and I might get into.
Governor Romney, time for your closing statement. And in it, could you include your phone number?
So, 55 seconds.
Well, you're still watching
show,
the
guys.
Clock, aren't you?
Yeah, I've just looked. Oh, well, it's in bright yellow and it's moving, so, you know, I'm easily distracted.
It was a great show.
Always nice of you to call in, Diane.
Well done.
Thanks for calling, babe.
Have
we
a
need
good
all the
one, guys.
Sexiness we can get.
That's
you
right.
Guys are hot.
We're no Mitt Romney, though.
Good.
Although I do have very nice hair.
I have very little.
Bye, guys.
But you have that sexy charisma, Matt.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is. Thanks for listening, everybody. Five.
See
four,
y'all later.
Three.
You still there? Hey.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's still
set.